Episode 168, A Working Man. Hey loves, another cute movie date in the books. We truly had a blast and it felt great to be back at iPic. It had been a while, but we were ready. We met up half an hour early. I got there first, and then maybe 15 minutes afterwards, he was driving past me in the lot and I was beeping him. He looked over and then I called him. I asked why he didn't call me when he was driving into the lot, but he said he wanted to surprise me because he got there so much earlier than anticipated. I was happy, and then he said he would drive back around so that he could be on the same parking level as me. Once he parked, we got out of our cars and met each other in the middle. Then I went into his car and we had a hot makeout session. It had been a while for that too, and we both loved it. Then, while listening to some more of the hip-hop countdown, I told him about an article I'd read on stress, and we went through the advice they had. It was pretty cool, and he said he liked the article and asked me to send it to him. We listened to a few more songs, and he even got one that he liked. He added it to his list, and then we left to head to the movies. We held hands and frolicked while walking over, and then went to the bathroom once we arrived. It felt great to be on another movie date with him, and we were excited to see the movie. After taking a few cute pictures with his phone, we head into the theater. We immediately discussed our new seats and decided that we liked the other ones with the barrier better and would never get the ones we had again. There was nothing wrong with them, but they weren't as private as we were used to. So we vowed that moving forward, it would be only the theater with the two seats, or if it had the three, we would simply pay for the third ticket so that we were fully private. The waitress came over and we ordered a small popcorn, mozzarella pieces, truffle fries, and our drinks. He opted for our regular Shirley Temple because they always make it so good, and I asked for a virgin strawberry margarita. The waitress was sweet and said no problem, then left and returned with our popcorn. Upon first bite, I didn't like it because it was cold. I mentioned it to him and he said we'll send it back then because I thought the same thing. We waited for a bit, but the waitress hadn't returned yet, so I hit the button for her assistance again. She returned with our drinks and apologized for the cold popcorn. She left to put in a new order, and I realized that she'd given me a virgin strawberry mojito instead of margarita. Though I liked that drink too, I wanted to try the margarita, so when she came back with the popcorn, I told her. She apologized and said they don't make a virgin strawberry margarita, but suggested some of the other mocktails. I inquired about their contents, and after her recommendation of the refresher, I decided to try it. I'm so happy that I did, because upon first sip, both my man and I loved it. We were excited to finally find a good mocktail at iPic, and I'll definitely order it again in the future. Anyway, it was now time for trailers, and out of the four that played, one we already had on our list, and we added another. Then the movie started and it was on. I always love movies with Jason Statham because the action never stops, and this one didn't disappoint. There were, however, a few moments where he and I thought it could have been better because they missed out on a key element, but overall it was great. He rated it a 3.5 out of 5 and me a 4 out of 5. Jason did a great job, as usual, with all the fighting scenes, and some of the other actors really fit their fighting roles. About midway through, we ordered our entree, the Mizza Pizza, and it tasted amazing. We devoured it and felt fully satisfied after. We continued watching the movie and had some great tender moments from us holding hands to me laying my head on his shoulder. I loved it all and we had a blast. We left out feeling great and after using the bathroom, braced the cold on the walk to our cars. We talked for a bit in my car while he warmed up his, kissed a few more times, then left. A few minutes later, he called me because his validated ticket didn't work. I wasn't sure why, but after the attendant came, he called me back and said it was because he was there a minute after the allotted 4 hours. After thinking about it for a second, I realized that I must have given him my ticket because I was there earlier than him. I apologized and he said I was so imperfect. Inside joke. But then he said it's cool. We continued talking for about a half hour more, and then he said goodbye once he got home. I was about halfway away from my house, and I continued watching my show. I texted when I got inside and said goodnight. We were feeling great because we both knew that in a week, we'd be on the plane heading to Bermuda. So with that, I'll end this episode, and until next time, my loves, XOXO, Bombshell out.